We're to act like we're alive. Hallelujah. Did you know you're winners? Did you know that? Hallelujah. Bless God. You might not feel like a winner tonight, but put on that winner face and act like one. Hallelujah. You know, if you act like you're happy, it just tears the devil up. He don't quite know what to do with that. Hallelujah. He pulls the rug out from under you. And bless God, get back up. He punched me, I'll punch him back. You know, when I was in the world, somebody hit me. And you think, you fight? Well, I hate to share that part, but I know all of you were just saints before you got saved. Well, somebody hit me, I'd hit them back. They hit me, and I wasn't very big, so I got the worst end of it, but that's okay. Sometimes it's that mean in my eyes made them back up. Hallelujah. So, you know what? We got an enemy, and we need to treat him like an enemy. Hallelujah. And you need to know your enemy. Know who you're fighting. He's not going to feel sorry for you because you cry. He will not get up and act like a winner. Bless God. And God will back you. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm going to talk about faith for tomorrow. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to Mark 11:24. And all of you probably know this, but this is so good. Therefore I say unto you. Now this is Jesus talking. You know how? No, because it's in red. Hallelujah. In your Bible, if you got a red letter Bible, it's in the red. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, well, sister, you're not supposed to have any desires. The Bible tells me if I delight myself in the Lord, He'll give me the desires of my heart. So we have some desires. That's not bad. You know, God's not up there ready to hit us on the head because He thinks we're just, He don't like us much anyway. You know, God loves us. We need to get just a revelation of His love and how much He loves us. Hallelujah. Bless God. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. Now what did it say? When you pray. When you pray. Not when you see, not when you feel, not when everybody else sees, but when you pray. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. See, we need to understand that God by His grace has already done everything that needs to be done. Now, if this is your first time here, don't cut me out, okay? I mean, listen, you can get in the Word and find out if I'm saying what's right. You know, we've been taught for years, we had to pray, oh God, come down, oh God, come down and heal us. You know what? He came down. He healed us. He healed us at Calvary. Now, it's up to us to receive what He has done because He already did it. Man, He died like this. You understand that? He didn't die like this. He died like this. He opened up His heart and His body to us, took the stripes it took to get us healed. So we need to know that by His grace, He's already done everything that needs to be done. We need to quit trying to get delivered or healed and just rest and receive what's already been done. See, we've already been healed. We just don't know how to receive it. See, that there's a huge difference between trying to get something that you've already got and just relying and trusting and being committed to the finished work of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, we don't want to continue to think that God is responding to your faith. That's what we've been taught, and stick with me now. Your faith is a response to God's grace. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we're not trying to get God to do something. He's already done it. He loves us so much, He didn't leave us here to be kicked around. You understand? Hallelujah. He's done all He's ever going to do. I want to talk to you about believing and receiving. You know, people say, well, you just need to believe. Well, nobody ever tells us how, do they? Hallelujah. In Mark, it says all things are possible. How many things? All things are possible to him that believes. All things. Oh, glory. Come on. This isn't just words down there. This is God talking to you. He said all things are possible to him that believes. Hallelujah. Well, I've been believing and nothing has happened. Well, get up. Buck up, little camper. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. You can get back up and go again. Hallelujah. When I started to walk, I'm sure I fell down a lot of times, but I got back up and I learned how to walk. Bless God. Some of you need to get back up. Hallelujah. You say, well, you don't know where I live. No, but I know where I've lived. Hallelujah. Jesus told Jairus, he said, he told him, only believe. Only believe. That's all you got to do is just believe. Hallelujah. And I'll add this, believe and receive. Hallelujah. People say, well, I believe. Then just receive. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about tonight. Say that. Say believe and receive. See, it's already been done. We've had to begin to have faith in what the grace of God has already provided for us. The grace of God, you understand, hallelujah. For years, some of this stuff was hidden. And now God's beginning to reveal some something. There's some revelation that we didn't have back 40 years ago. Hallelujah. But we've got some revelation now, the grace of God. Hallelujah. So begin to thank God for his grace. That precious grace that saved me. Hallelujah. And it's going to keep me saved. Hallelujah. Bless God. Begin to just thank God for his grace. Romans 5:2 says, by whom also, now listen to this, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace. We get into the grace by faith. By faith into the grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We have access to this grace through our faith. I'm telling you, you're not getting it or something because, whoa, I mean, that I see some stuff. You understand? Hallelujah. I have access to the grace through my faith. And all these things that have been made available to us, healing, prosperity, deliverance, victory, peace, well-being, you know, well-being, the spirit of might. You understand that? We got the spirit of might. Hallelujah. Does that sound like a loser to you? Hallelujah. We have the spirit of might. Sure, we have an enemy, and he fights us. But bless God, it's a good fight because we've already won. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we got the spirit. And let me tell you something else. We have abundance. Abundance. We have the power to raise the dead. If you're born again, you have on the inside of you the raising the dead power. Hallelujah. I mean, some of you need to talk to yourself and raise yourself first. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've seen some Christians that look like they've been baptized in pickle juice. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. Start with yourself if you have to, but we got some raising the dead power on the inside of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what? I think that's about to hit the earth. I think there's a wave of miracles that's going to go through the body of Christ. And listen, bless God, I want to be a part of that. Don't you? Hallelujah. See, I've been teaching the Word of God for over 40 years, and I know that these things have not passed away. I'm a believer, people. We need to advertise the kingdom of God. And you know how we do that? We do that by speaking what's in the kingdom and believing for miracles and seeing miracles. Hallelujah. I just did Bible school. Bible school. They let me teach that. It was so much fun. And I taught on prayer. And the first night, a little gal came down, and I didn't ask for people to be, we were teaching on prayer, not healing, but she came and she said, would you lay your hands on me? There's something wrong with my eyes. And she said, I can't see, and I need, the doctor can't figure out what it is, and I need the Lord to heal me. She just came in faith. I laid my hands on her. She told me the last night, I taught for 4 weeks, and that last night she told me, so I went back to the doctor, all the symptoms are gone, they can't find a thing wrong with my eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another lady, and these guys were here, they know, another lady had, they told her that the vertebrae above her tailbone was, pushed together. And she was in such pain. And when I prayed for her, it just knocked her back in the seat, and she just sat there silent, I don't want to get up. And when she got up, there was no pain. Hallelujah. Another one had something wrong with her knee. Now this is in a prayer class. Hallelujah. And when I prayed for her knee, and she said, they told her she had a torn something, meniscus or something. So, well, anyway, whatever it was is torn. But when she went back, it wasn't torn. They couldn't find anything wrong, and all the pain had left her. That wasn't my faith. That was their faith. Hallelujah. See, if I can get you to believe it's already done, and all you have to do is receive it, then you can get healed tonight. Hallelujah. See, I've never seen such revelation as the body has now. Hallelujah. Are you a believer? Then these things should be manifesting in our lives. Hallelujah. Anytime we pray for the sick, there's an anointing for healing on the believer. It's on you. You understand? There's an anointing for healing on you. Hallelujah. The Bible says believers shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now you're going to recover. You hear me? You don't have any reason. I mean, bless God, you can't die. Come on, you say, I'm die if I want to. Well, you can die if you want to, but if you want to join your faith with me, you ain't going to die. Hallelujah. Not before your time. Come on. Hallelujah. God said, with long life, I'll satisfy you. We need to begin to believe what the word says instead of what the symptoms are saying. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, the Bible says the believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Are you a believer tonight? Well, a believer in what? What are you believing? Are you believing that when you lay your hands on the sick, they recover? Then they're gonna. So you've got to know what you're believing. Well, I believe in Jesus. Well, I do too. The devil does too. The Bible says the devil believes and trembles. You got to receive that healing and you got to receive what's in you. Miracle working. Bless God. Dead raising. Power of God in you. Whoa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless God. I just get excited when I think about who I am and who's in me. Hallelujah. You know, apart from him, I'm nothing. But I'm not apart from him because he said he'd never leave me. Hallelujah. This body has to get in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, Mark 16 tells about the miracle working power on the inside of you. Coming out of you. Every believer will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. When you pray for the sick, don't put your eyes on the sick. You hear me? Look at Jesus when you're praying for the sick. Hallelujah. Bev and I went to pray for a lady one time that was, she'd been in a coma for 3 days when they found her. Her blood sugar was over 900 and they said she was dying. We didn't look at her. Hallelujah. We didn't put our eyes on her. We put our eyes on the word. And there was such a smell of death in there, it almost made you sick. And we just went around there, told the devil what he's going to do, get out. We told death what he's going to do, get out. He's going to be like we say because we say what the word says. And we told her she's going to live and not die. We told that blood sugar to come to normal. And the next morning when we went back up there to see about her, she's sitting up in a chair. Now, she was on life support in a coma. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. That don't just happen to Pastor Evelyn and Pastor Beth. That happens to the believer. Hallelujah. When you believe. My goodness. Praise God. Some of you would, not you, but some people would be shocked if they went and laid hands on the sick and they got well because they don't expect it. But we expect it. You know, really. Hallelujah. You know, say, whoa, they got well. Bless God. But we believe it. So don't put your eyes on the sick. Look at Jesus when you're praying for the sick. Look at the finished work. Look at the finished work. Look at Jesus and think about what he's already done. We saw her up. Glory to God. I mean, we saw it in our spirit before we saw it there. I mean, man, if we went into the hospital sometimes into ICU and prayed what we saw, everybody would die. But we don't do that. We pray what the word of God says we can have. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. People who live by faith will always have a good report. Now, come on. If you live by faith, you're going to have a good report. Hallelujah. I've been made fun of for that. You know, people told me that I always have a testimony. Yeah, I always have a testimony. Could be worse. I have good things to say. People say, well, everywhere you go, you turn it into a prayer meeting. That could be worse too. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 says, all these had a good report. If you look at Hebrews 11:39, it says, and all these, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. Hallelujah. That says to me that whenever I do anything by faith, I'll have a good report. When I stand on my healing, I'll have a good report. Whoa, come on, come on. Come on, you hear me? When I stand on my healing, I'm going to have a good report. That's what it says there in Hebrews. Hallelujah. You know, when I stand for my bills to be paid, I'm going to have a good report. There'll never be a waste of time when I'm living by faith. You understand? Oh, come on, come on. Somebody just give me a good glory. Hallelujah. Boy, that's pretty weak. Hallelujah. Okay, I want you to say this. Say, for we walk by faith and not what our senses tell us. I trust God. I trust the grace of God. I have faith in the grace of God. I access this grace through faith. I get hold of my healing through faith. I receive abundance through faith. I receive my salvation through faith. Now I take possession of all I've been promised through my faith. I have faith in the grace of God. Hallelujah. See, we're not talking about what God is going to do for us, but we're talking about what He's already done for us. He's not going to heal you. He already healed you. Glory to God. That's good. Come on. Hallelujah. I heard that good whoop. Hallelujah. In Mark 11:24, I had it down in the Amplified. I wanted to read that to you. Hallelujah. I guess I don't have it here. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. I do have it here. Now, when should I believe I receive? When I pray. Okay, the Amplified. It's so good. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it's granted to you and you'll get it. Come on. Hallelujah. It said if you trust and be confident, if you believe, trust, and be confident that it's granted to you, you'll get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Write those words down. Believe, trust, and be confident. Hallelujah. See, what I'm saying is when you pray, believe, trust, and have confidence that it's granted and you'll get it. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Hallelujah. Yes, glory. People get disappointed and disillusioned when they pray and don't see any results, when they don't get answers. But this tells me right here that Jesus said, I'm telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe, trust, and have confidence that it's granted you and you'll get it. So hallelujah. See, that makes you want to shout, don't it? So do you see that according to this scripture, we don't have to wait until we see it, feel it, or anyone else can see it before we begin to thank God that we have it? Come on. Hallelujah. What are you believing for? Let's begin to thank God that we have it. Thank you, Jesus. I have it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have what I'm believing for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am telling you that whatever you ask. See, I just love that. See, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out how we're going to get God to do something. And He told us how. Believe that it's granted. Believe that what you just prayed for is granted and you'll have it. I believe, I trust, and I have confidence. You cannot say that you're believing unless you have trust. See, some people don't trust God because they think He's like their earthly father or like people. God is not like that. You can trust God. I mean, I've been living for Him a long time and I'm going to tell you, He never failed me. Never did do it like I told Him to. Come on. I mean, I've told Him, man, I had the perfect plan, and I'd just tell Him how to do it, and He never did do it that way. Never did do it as quick as I wanted Him to do it. You know, hallelujah. You know, I never known Him to be early, but I never seen Him be late either. You know, hallelujah. Bless God. So, you know, you can't say that you're believing something unless you have trust. What is trust? I looked it up. It's a leaning on, a relying on. Hallelujah. Once I begin to lean and trust, I'm committed to it. See, if I break my commitment, I fall. If I lean against this and just lean, I'm just relying that that thing's going to hold me up. Of course, I got my foot on it here to make sure I don't fall. But if you're leaning on something, you're relying. Hallelujah. And if you break your commitment, you're going to fall. So just lean hard on Him. Lean hard on His righteousness. Glory to God. The devil tell you you don't deserve healing. I tell him, yeah, I know, but Jesus in me deserves it. Hallelujah. You don't deserve anything. No, I don't, but Jesus in me deserves it. So hand it over, boy. Give it over. Hallelujah. Bring it all back. People are afraid of the devil. We don't have to be afraid of him unless we're playing in his territory. You know, bless God. God said He'd pull his teeth. Hallelujah. He said He made a show of him openly. He didn't really say He'd pull his teeth. That's my version of it. I think He set him down in the big dental chair and pulled every tooth he had. And if you let him gum on you, that's your problem. Get that little nasty stuff all over you. I mean, just don't let him gum on you. Hallelujah. Don't cast away. You know, the book of Hebrews says, tells us not to cast away our confidence because it has a great recompense and reward. A great recompense. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't let it go. Lean, trust, rely on it. Now, Satan will come and try to get you to doubt. He'll try to get you to let go of your faith. And that's where the fight of faith comes in. You know, fight the good fight of faith. A good fight is one that you know you win. Hallelujah. See, if I know I win, bless God, it don't matter what goes on between here and there. I know I win. Hallelujah. What is the fight? The fight is you're maintaining a position of trust that what you're fighting for and what you're believing for has already been done. Hallelujah. It's not going to be granted to you after you pray, you know, or it's not going to be granted to you because you prayed. You understand? Hallelujah. It's already been taken care of. Now your faith has to reach out to the finished work of Jesus Christ, believing, trusting, and having confidence. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I just know a lot of people die today. It don't matter. 1,000 fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand won't come near me. Hallelujah. You understand? If everybody around died of that, I'm not gonna. You understand? Hallelujah. Because I believe I'm not gonna. This works for me. Hallelujah. And it'll work for you if you work it. Hallelujah. Bless God. And you think, well, you must not ever been through anything. Oh yeah, I've been down the road. I've been here a day or two. I ain't going to tell you how many days, but bless God. And I've been saved a long time. If you've been saved 5 minutes, you know what it's like to have a fight from the devil. Hallelujah. See, now, it's not that you're, let me think of how I want to put this. Some of the stuff you say sounds good, but it's doubt, you know? It's not believing that God's going to do it. Oh, Sister Evelyn, I know God's going to heal me one day. Well, honey, I'm probably going to go to your funeral. Come on. Hallelujah. Because he's not going to heal you someday. You got to reach out to know that he healed you at Calvary. Those stripes on his back was for your healing. He healed you already at Calvary. Hallelujah. He saved the world at Calvary. He did. I can show you scriptures that says that he saved every man. Why isn't every man saved? Because they don't receive it. Hallelujah. If you receive it, you believe it and receive it, it's for you. And nobody ever came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Savior. Nobody ever went away lost when they prayed that, if they believed it. But, you've just got to put faith in that. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, you've doubted that he's already done what you're believing for when you pray some of these old religious prayers. See, I believe that the grace of God is resting on me now. Hallelujah. Say that. The grace of God is resting on me now. See, the wrong tense can make the difference. We have to live in the finished work of Jesus. Receive it as done now. Before you have a problem, before you ever prayed, everything you ever needed was already done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now you just confess, I'm in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know, I try to confess that every day. God, I'm going to be in the right place at the right time. Who, you grant me favor, I walk in favor and good understanding. And bless God, I just went to Tucson with my friend. They have a house out there, so she asked me to go out there with her, so we went. And I'm telling you, I got that ticket where you don't have to take your shoes off or nothing. She said, how'd you get that? A favor. I believe. And every time anything happened, it just happened good for me. She said, what in the world? I said, favor. I'm believing for favor. You can have it too. You just believe for favor. Hallelujah. We get the best seats. God just gives me favor. Hallelujah. And if you believe for it, you get what you believe for. I've heard people leave a service and say, well, I got just about what I expected. They didn't expect anything. Get your expector out there. Hallelujah. If your expector's broke, ask God to fix it. Hallelujah. Bless God. But receive it as done. See, it's impossible to please God without faith. And when we go through our faith action of praying and giving and confessing, because what you get to manifest will manifest by faith. You understand that? So it's impossible to please God without faith. And I have no way to access it. I have no funnel through which it can flow through my life if I don't use my faith. You understand that? Do you understand that? Hallelujah. The Amplified says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, be confident that it's granted to you and you'll have it. I know I read that to you before twice. I know that. But I want you to get it. So you will get it. You'll have it. You're trying to get something to manifest that's already been created. You have to change your thinking from trying to create something to get it to manifest, to it's already been created. And now through my faith, I will have it in my life. Understand that? It's like fishing. Did you ever go fishing? And you know what? You know there's fish in the pond. You know it's in there. And you know that it'll be yours when you catch it. But it's up to you to take that fishing pole, bait that hook, or let your husband or somebody else bait it for you. My husband used to say that I would lay the hook down and I'd say, come on, fishy, fishy, get on that hook in Jesus' name. There you are. I never got him to jump in the boat, but bless you, brother. Hallelujah. But you know what? There's fish in the lake. It's in there. But you got to fish it out with your pole. Well, take your pole of faith, bless God, and begin to fish out of your spirit what God's already put in there. Hallelujah. Bless. Ooh, glory. That's good. Hallelujah. Bless God. I like that. Hallelujah. See, you're going to have to bait the line, throw it in, and wait. You're going to have to wait until the fish bites. So throw that in and wait on God. You know, receive it and then wait on the manifestation. There's something about knowing that it's already created. Hallelujah. And how it's just a matter of getting it versus wondering if God's going to create it. You know, we don't have to pray for him to create something for us. Hallelujah. Is this making sense to you? Hallelujah. It's already done. It's already been created. Mark 4:20 says, and those, this is talking about the seed. Mark 4 talks about the seed. So it says, and those sown on the good, well-adapted soil are the ones who hear the word of God and receive and accept it, welcome it, and bear fruit. Some 30 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some even 100 times as much. Receive there means one who would take ownership and possession of it. So you got to take ownership and possession. The ground takes ownership of that seed and possession that has been planted. Do you understand that? That ground will take the seed and it'll take ownership and possession of that seed. So a Christian takes ownership and possession of the word of God that's been planted in your heart. See, if you read Isaiah 53:4-5, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So, you know, it says, I'm healed. Then bless God, I'm healed. I have to take ownership of it before I possess it. Hallelujah. I'm believing for some things. Hallelujah. Some stuff. You know, I'm believing. And bless God, I take ownership. I receive it. And I make everything that comes out of my mouth indicate that I believe I own it. Well, I believe it, but I don't know why I can't see it. I don't know why in the world my body still hurts. And I don't know why in the world that doctor's report came out like that. You know what? If you believe you receive it, bless God, you don't come into agreement with what the doctor's report says. That is a symptom. And it's a fact. Maybe a fact that you got something. But bless God, the truth is by his stripes you're healed. And truth will win out every time. Hallelujah. Receive it and make everything that comes out of your mouth indicate that you believe that thing. You believe you own it. There's a difference between somebody who buys a car and somebody who just rents a car. You know, when you own it, you'll take better care of it. When it's yours and you know it's yours and you're not going to have to give it back, bless God. When you own it, you receive it. Now it belongs to you. I own that car. I own healing. I own abundance. I own well-being. I own peace. You see what I'm saying? It's like when you buy a house and you're not living there yet. But the moment you signed that contract, you owned it. Hallelujah. So you just need to take possession of it. Hallelujah. See, you own it. And then with confidence, you unlock that door and move in because you own it. It's mine. That's what God's trying to get you to do. Own every promise that you read. Everything you see in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Own it. Hallelujah. I own my healing. I own my deliverance. I own a job. If you need a job, own it. I own peace in my home. Bless God. Call that in. I own provision. I own every promise that grace has made available to me. I own it. It's mine. If you read in it, you know how many promises I forgot, but I've heard how many promises there are in this Bible, and they're all for me. And bless God, I can lay claim on it. Hallelujah. So, you know, just lay claim on it. Do you know how that frustrates Satan to hear a Christian carrying on like that? Glory to God, it's mine. Hallelujah. And he says, I'm a pooey. You can still see. I'm sorry about that pooey word. I guess that's not a nice word. Bless your heart. Anyway, you know, he'll say, can't you see? I'm believing for a crooked toe to straighten out. Can't you see that toe still crooked? No, he made the crooked places straight. Hallelujah. I got the crooked places made straight. Hallelujah. Bless God. Doctor said I had to have an operation. Well, I believe I made the crooked, you know, that God has made the crooked places straight. I don't believe I'm going to have my foot operated on. Hallelujah. I believe in the Word of God. The Word of God says, hallelujah. Whoo, glory. The name of Jesus is above the name. Come on, people. The name of Jesus. You know, there's people in here tonight that are full of pain. Come on. Use your faith to help them get rid of that pain in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is above. Come on, people. The name of Jesus is above the name of pain. The name of Jesus is above the name of pain. I command pain to leave. I command it to leave in the name. Get out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. This is healing school. People all get healed when they come. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, the devil will say to you, you dummy, can't you see you don't have it? You know, God's not going to answer you. He's not going to heal you. I say, you're right, Satan. He's not going to. He already did. Hallelujah. There's no way the enemy can stop me when I get up every day praising God for the ownership the grace of God has given to me. Hallelujah. Start owning what you need by the grace of God. I own holy living. Oh, hallelujah. I own deliverance from habits. Hallelujah. I own pain-free living. Glory to God. I own money to live and money to give. I own being debt-free. Come on, people. Hallelujah. I have things the grace of God has provided for me, and I'll not frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. See, the devil has tried hard for some of you to try to get you to back up and quit believing for the things you've been believing for. It don't look like anything's coming to pass. It don't look like anything's happening. But I want to tell you something. It's just the enemy putting pressure on you. Get buck up and stand up and say, devil, you back off. You're not taking my dream. You're not taking my dream. You're not taking what God has promised me. I stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. I don't frustrate the grace of God. Everything that pertains to life and godliness has been given to me. That's why I have peaceful days. Hallelujah. There's no use blowing your gasket because it's a done deal. All I have to do is hold fast until it manifests. That holding fast sometimes can get rough. But bless God. Hallelujah. Take hold of it and don't back up. Don't let the devil, you know, push you. You know, and don't think he won't push you. He'll put all the pressure on you. It'll look like it's not possible. You'll be tempted to give up and cave in and walk away. But hold fast, darling. Hold fast. God's word will not fail. It will not. Hallelujah. You'll have to fight the I don't cares. You'll begin to get discouraged and disillusioned and angry and want to blame God and throw your Bible out. But hold on. The answer's already created. Just use your faith to pull it out of the kingdom into your world. What's your attitude? What's your attitude? Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. That's amplified. Through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but is a gift of God. See, we're saved by grace through faith. It took the faith to get grace to receive salvation. You release faith to take possession of something that had already been made available to you. When you walked down that altar, Jesus didn't come back and get on the cross. when you walked down that altar maybe sit in your seat and received him. But when you received Jesus, he didn't come back and die again. It was a done deal. All you did was receive what he did. But you can't get it except by faith. You can't get all the good things that God has provided for us except through by grace. And then we get it through faith. Salvation is more than being born again. It's more than eternal life. The Greek word sozos. It has to do with deliverance and soundness and wholeness and prosperity, healing. It has been made available to us through salvation. Hallelujah. By grace were you saved. By grace were you healed. By grace were you prospered. By grace did you get your needs met. By grace do you have joy and peace and life. Hallelujah. By grace do you have victory. Hallelujah. Through your faith. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Woo! I love it. I love it. Grace is something that's been done by God before we ever had a problem. You understand? Ooh, well, I love that. He was done by God before we ever had a problem. It takes faith on our part to release the grace of God. What is faith? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing I have something before I can see it. Faith is complete confidence in what God says in his word. Grace is something God did, but faith is something you have to do. I thought that was so neat. Grace is something God did, but faith is something you have to do. We have to release the grace of God by our faith. You are not saved by faith alone. We were not saved by grace alone. The two work together by grace through faith. It took your faith to get what God gave you. And things that we didn't deserve, but it took faith to get hold of it. Hallelujah. Here's the question. What does God want you to do? Even the faith we use is his faith. You understand that? Whew, this is all stacked in our favor, honey. Hallelujah. Did you know that? It's all, you know, the enemy can't pull anything out of the air to use against you. It said, you know, that he has to use something that's common to man. So he can't just pull something out of the air and use it. But the gifts of God, he said that our gifts are without repentance. He gave us that. But then he talked about how that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We can pull them down, honey. Hallelujah. Whoo, glory. Hallelujah. See, he gave us his grace. He gave us his spirit. He gave us his name. He gave us his blood. Isn't this good? Hallelujah. He gave us everything we'd ever need. We can't go to hell after we've accepted Jesus. Do you understand that hell couldn't handle us? I got all this spirit of God in me. If I go to hell, it'd just spit me right out. Wouldn't be able to handle us. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. See, hell would spit us out. So God, what does God want us to do? What is our part? Number one, he wants us to understand. Number two, he wants us to believe. And number three, he wants us to receive. Understand what he's already provided. You can't do that without reading your Bible, studying the word. You don't read the Bible to gain more of God's love. You don't study the Bible to show how spiritual you are. You're reading the Bible to see what has been made available to us, to feed your spirit. Hallelujah. Your spirit man eats on the word. Some of your spirit man's real little skinny piece. People, you know, because you haven't fed it. You need to feed it. See, once you understand it, you need to receive it. You need to believe and receive. If you don't understand, you can't believe. You know, if you don't understand that God wants you healed, you can't believe for it. But once you understand it, you have to decide if you believe it. You know, because you can understand Jesus came, died on the cross. Pastor Kevin preaches that every Sunday. Jesus came, died on the cross. And you know, if you confess your sins or confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. So you understand that he come and did all that. Now it's up to you whether you want to believe it and receive it. You know, you can hear all that and not receive it, not believe it. Hallelujah. See, if you don't understand, you can't believe. Once you understand, you have to decide if you believe it. And if you believe it, you have to take ownership of it. See, I understand that I'm prosperous. I understand I'm healed. I understand I'm delivered. I understand that peace is mine. Now I believe it, I receive it, and it's mine. I take it in. All the power that it took to heal sickness and infirmity, all the diseases from the whole human race was generated 2,000 years ago. Do you understand that? Jesus did that. Everything you ever need to make you victorious, it's a done deal. Hallelujah. Listen to me. You don't need God to save you, heal you, forgive you. He's already done that. But your faith has to reach and get it. Hallelujah. He's done everything. But people don't, you know, they don't all have it. But you can access what God has already done if you'll use your faith. But you can't use it, do it without faith. See, you may have something. I was going to bring a glass of water. See, I could have, we'll just say this. I have water, and I'm really thirsty. And that water's right there. I have water. You understand? I have water, but I'm still thirsty. You know why? Because I didn't drink it. You have healing, but you've got to drink it. You've got to take it in. You've got to receive it. Hallelujah. You have prosperity. You have victory. You have well-being. Hallelujah. Soundness. Glory to God. May not look like it, but I don't live by what I see. I live by what the word. And if you'll make up your mind that you're going to make that word, the very bottom line, if the word says it, that's the way it's going to be. And if you'll do that, God will back you. Hallelujah. Now, don't go believing for things he didn't say you could have. Come on. People, you know, he said you have not because you ask amiss. People ask for things that God did. I want that woman's husband. Oh, Lord, you said, believe I receive. You know, well, you think that's dumb, but I've had people come to me and say, you know, I know God promised me that woman's husband. You know, well, that's dumb. God's not going to give you anything that the word of God doesn't say you can have. But if you'll study that word, you'll desire what he wants you to have. Hallelujah. Bless God. Learn to release your faith. You know, and release the provision out into our soul and body, out of our spirit. It's already been put in your spirit. Learn how to release it. Philemon 1:6 says that the communication of my faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. I love that scripture. I mean, I have just meditated on that for years. Let the communication of your faith, that means your mouth. Let your mouth, you know what communication is? It's talking. So it's saying talk. Talk. Let the talk of my faith become effectual. That means powerful. It means to you know, it comes to pass. I mean, effectual means that it's working. Hallelujah. So let what you say by faith become working by the knowledge of every good thing. What's in you? Ha ha, come on, glory to God. What did God put in you? Hallelujah. Everything you ever need is in the Holy Spirit. If you need an answer, the Holy Spirit knows it. All you got to do is pray in tongues till you get it out there. And God will tell you. Hallelujah. Bless God. God didn't put us here just to be ignorant. Communication means to release or transfer. You know, talk, release and transfer. That the transfer of your faith may work and produce by the admitting of the reality of all the good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Oh, people, I got cancer, and I got this, and I got that. He didn't say it. The good things in you. Hallelujah. I have healing working in me. Glory to God. I have the greater one in me. The greater one has shown up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have what I need. I have life and vitality, and I have the good spirit of God. Hallelujah. Come on. Woo, glory. Come on. You get anything out of this? Is this helping you? You want healing? Well, here's what you should do. I have to admit that healing exists already on the inside of me. And I declare right now that since healing is already in me, I have it. I admit that it's real, that it exists, that it's absolutely true that by his stripes I'm healed. Hallelujah. What did you just do? You acknowledged the finished work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Healing is not being made. You know, you admitted it's just true. Hallelujah. That's how you got it to work. Now, that'll work for anything, but I'm talking about healing because this is healing school. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. See, you believe what God's already done. Put faith in the grace of God. I have faith in the grace of God instead of faith in my own ability to get God to move. Oh, God, like he's going to feel sorry for us. You know, feeling sorry. The Lord loves us. But you know what? Pity don't move God. You can't, and don't think the devil's going to feel sorry for you either. You know, you're not going to attack a little kid. Oh, yeah, he will. But you know what? Faith is what moves God. You don't get it by need. If it was need, then the devil would be moving God all over the place for the needs. It's not by love, because God loves us all. It's by faith. God set it up that way, and that's the way we're going to have to get it. Hallelujah. Understand the reality that the healing is done, and through your acknowledging it, that's how you get your faith to work. Hallelujah. Oh, I love that. I saw some stuff in that. Oh, by the acknowledging. Woo, hallelujah. The acknowledging of every good thing in you in the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he told us in Ephesians 4 there, he said, whatsoever things are pure, true, lovely, of good report, think on these things. Hallelujah. Some people put more faith in their ability to get God to do something than they do in what God has already done. Hallelujah. I can't get God to move by fasting, praying, locking myself in with God. And that's okay if that's what you want to do. I mean, it's okay to do that. But I have faith in the ability of the grace of God that's been given me. I put faith in what God's already done. Don't fight to try to get God to do something. Fight to maintain your position in the finished work of God. Oh, that's good. Mm-mm. You will get what you already got. You understand that? Hallelujah. Renew your mind in the truth of God's word and receive what he's already done. Exchange your thoughts, your attitudes, your opinions, your belief for God's thoughts and attitudes and opinions and beliefs. Just exchange it. It's finished. The physical manifestation of what God has already done. Colossians 2, 9 and 10 says, for in him the whole fullness of the deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And you are in him made full, and having come to the fullness of life in Christ, you are too filled with the Godhead. See, you too are filled with the Godhead, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and reach full potential, full spiritual stature. And he is the head of all rule and authority of every angelic principality and power. The power of God is in me now. I'm full of God. I'm full of grace. I'm full of power right now. Right now. Everything I ever need has been made available to me. You understand? When you go in a place, expect light to come in. I'm telling you, expect light to come in, because light puts out darkness and there's light in me. So when I go in a place, I expect light to come. You understand? Hallelujah. I expect the light to shine. Hallelujah. I was walking down the hospital. I went to the hospital to see somebody, and I was going down the corridor just not a couple weeks ago. And the lady said, she just stopped me in the hall, and she said, who are you here to see? And I told her, and she said, what's your name? And I thought, well, who are you? She's asking me all that. And I told her, she said, oh, praise God. Oh, glory to God. She said, we've been waiting on you. We knew you was going to come. And when I saw this lady coming down the aisle with that light glowing around her, I knew it was you. I thought, man, I didn't know I had a light around me. I thought, hallelujah. Bless God. I remember when Bev and I come out, we had been up to see somebody to pray for him. We come out of the elevator, and this guy said, are you ladies? What did he ask us? Are you pastors? He said, I see an angel following you. Remember that? I see an angel behind you. He said, come on, you got to go back here and pray for my mom. She was in intensive care she was in the ER and was really sick. So we went back there and prayed. Glory to God, he saw an angel. Hallelujah. A woman saw light. You know, I may not see it, you may not see it, but glory to God, it's there. So act like it's there. Act like you've got something to give. Hallelujah. You know, if we come dragging out of that elevator looking like we're half dead, nobody would want you to pray for them. Hallelujah. Bless God. I want to tell you, act like you got what you got. Act like the Spirit of God is in you. Begin to say the working of that effectual power. Hallelujah. Let the communication of your mouth become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in the Lord. The power of God's in me. Full of God, full of grace, full of power, full of everything I need and will ever need. I got it. Hallelujah. Now do something you couldn't do before. Well, don't everybody move at once. I have taught you the word. And there's some of you that couldn't do some things. Do it. Hallelujah. Begin to move. Begin to take hold of the faith that God has had here tonight. I mean, he's taught you some things. Hallelujah. Come on. Do something you couldn't do before. Hallelujah. Believe God that tonight, before anything, anybody ever laid hands on you, that the Spirit of God has touched you and pain is gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Hallelujah. God is still touching people. He's touching people now. Hallelujah. They're receiving. They're receiving. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be impossible to those that believe. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. Hallelujah. See, the devil don't know who he's messing with. Come on. Did you hear me? The devil don't know who he's messing with. He's messing with somebody who knows who they are. Knows that it's going to be like I say, because I say what the word says. Hallelujah. Bless God. Did you get healed, sister? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. One back there too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Did you get hallelujah? Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, people. Look around. People are getting healed all over the place. Hallelujah. They're manifesting. They got healed at Calvary, but they're manifesting. Because when you teach the word, he said signs and wonders follow the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just get up. Get up. Come on. Get up. Hallelujah. 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 Stick your chest out. Bless God and let the devil know who you are. Child of God. Whoo, anointed of the Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Power of God within us. Whoo, hallelujah. Power of God. Power of God. Indebohio sate. Hali oshete. Hali omgede hosetehe. Langari bushia sanda. In Jesus' name. Unde echete. I call provision. You know what? Some of you are going to go home and there's going to be money waiting there on you that you didn't expect. But that you needed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's hips have been just having a horrible time with your hips. And God has just manifested that healing in your hips tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Do you have something? Hallelujah. Indubohia sati. Oh, senda koriedi boshata. Would you count? Count. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gera boshata. Ah, chita kayu le patacha. Ho de le makiora basota. Indalia masata. There's some inner stuff going on. People getting healed on the inside. Oh, glory. There's been some pain in you and people have hurt you so that you've just had a hard time getting over that. And God is pouring that oil, that balm of Gilead into your very soul. Hallelujah. Healing mind and your will and your emotions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mori ete te hokini alamwimen sanda. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. I speak against scar tissue. I speak against scar tissue. And I command that in Jesus' name. I call that out in Jesus' name. Go lay your hands on her. Okay. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I feel like God's just moving here. I mean, he's just moving. I can feel the power of God so strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pain, you have to leave these bodies. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' old age symptoms coming on before the time. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I curse cancer. I curse cancer at the root. Cancer, we're taking you out. You are not going to, you can't even come in this room in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. O chita kaiuli ande hisana ma chita kaiuli honne ekana my son. Aches and pains. Just feeling like your body just aches and no reason. In Jesus' name, I call that off of you now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, Ale Basota. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to dismiss you, and you don't have to leave if you don't want to. The power of God is in here real strong, and if God's doing something on you, just stand and let him do it. But I'm going to have my workers, altar workers, come, and if you need some, I believe God's wanting to do what he's doing tonight, but if you feel like you couldn't get it on your own, we'll have workers here that will pray for you. But I just believe, oh, man. Power of God is so strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to come. Hallelujah. 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 There's a mountain in front of somebody, and I'm not just talking, there may be more than one, but there's somebody that has this mountain. I mean, it just looks like a tremendous thing in front of you that it don't look like that could be pulled down at all. But God wants you to know he's already been working at the foundation of that thing. And that's been pulled down. Hallelujah. Gela Bashanda. Pat, did you have anything? Eda Bashanda. Come and get that mic there. Hallelujah. Hela Reliochada. See it on the Adabushanda. Inguri Itaba.
The Lord had spread his spirit as blanket, and he just wants you to receive what he has for you tonight. All you have to do is reach out. It's there. Mm. It's yours. He already paid for it. It's yours. There were some of you that are dealing with oppression and depression. You need to let it go because he's already overcome it for you.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do have something. There's somebody that's suffered with headaches, and you've known if it's your neck or what it is, but the headaches have just been excruciating. And I come against those headaches right now and command them to leave you. In Jesus' name, I speak healing to your brain, to your mind. Hallelujah. God said, I am the God of the impossible.
Yeah. Okay. And the Lord said that there's somebody here with ear pain and also deafness that he has healed. So he said, just receive that. Also, somebody with a knee issue. God said that he's healed that. So just start moving your legs, start moving your knee in faith, and just watch that pain leave in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, I just pray a blessing on each one of these. God, I pray that not one person go out of here like they came in. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, maybe it's when they hit their door at home. God, when they step up in there, that all the pain will leave them. Or when they step up into their house, God, that things will manifest, God. But I know that you're here. And I know that you're manifesting. Oh, God, how I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I command every symptom of diabetes, every symptom of cancer, every symptom of pain to leave these bodies tonight in Jesus' name. Those things that have come on people to make them old before their time, God, we just pull that off now in Jesus' name. We refuse to have aches and pains and bumps and lumps in Jesus' name. We're not having cancers and tumors in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, God, bless these. Bless them coming in. Bless them going out. God, bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. God, bless everything they set their hand to do. And I'll thank you for that. Bless their families, Father. God, put families back together. Father, in Jesus' name. Just put families back together. He go to Buhia Sanda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We acknowledge every good thing that is in us in the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.